Senator Makuyana tells Studio 7 that the public turnout has not been convincing in some areas they visited in the past weeks. He says political parties have not done enough to mobilize and publicize the outreach programs.
No, for the past 2 weeks, I think political
parties. For the past 2 weeks, political parties have been organizing the meetings. Some of the meetings were poorly attended due to the fact that the messages did not reach out to the majority of people. I also believe it could be because government partners agree on most provisions of the draft constitution and therefore they don't see any need to attend these meetings.
But the senator is not deterred by the poor turnout. He remains that the draft will sell through regardless of the poor turnout at most outreach programs.
We are looking forward to all political parties, civic organizations and churches to organize their people between now and Saturday so that they will tell them something about this important event. We also need to have more pamphlets and posters on awareness so that everyone gets the messages. We want the people to vote for this draft and move to participate in free and fair elections and avoid reverting to the Lancaster House Constitution.
Chimanimani Senator Monica Mtrangwa, who is the Manikalani Provincial Kopaki Co-Chairperson, is upbeat about the whole process. She told Studio 7 in a telephone interview that the committee has covered most areas. Manikalani Provincial Executive Member of the National Constitutional Assembly, James Mdenda, says the poor attendances at the meetings are a result of ignorance on the part of the ordinary people on the referendum and related issues. He says some people feel they are being used by politicians in the unity government to rubber stamp a negotiated document.
The poor attendance on the outreaches being conducted by COPAC in both urban and rural areas is a clear manifestation that the people are far away from the document. One, people though have not read and understood the document. Number two, people feel that they were not consulted during the consultation processes. And number three, people feel that what they said is not what came out of in the document. It ended up a political party-driven process. Therefore, people feel that the program was hijacked from them. So for them to actually attend to such meetings where they expected to have participated in the process, and yet at the end of the day they were excluded from the process. So I think this is what is causing the low turnouts.
The COPAC team in Manicaland province will on Wednesday host a half-day media workshop at the Leopard Rock in Vumba to brief journalists and civil society groups on the draft constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 from Tare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.